Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I find it hilarious, mesmerizing, a wonderful tool, yet I don't think I should have the ability to make AI-generated photos and videos.
You should not.
There should be laws against it.
Because you lie.
And I do it all the time.
All the time.
And I have a subscription now to ChatGPT. And
how much are you paying?
It's not that much, like $5 a month.
Only $5? Okay, that's good. I think like the GPT Pro is $20 a month.
But I use it almost every day to make funny videos, or not usually funny photos, where you can put. So here's an example. Yesterday, I was up preparing my deer hunting area, and some of the guys who I hunt with weren't up there, so I took a picture of the cabin that we hunt at, and I took a picture of the cabin, uploaded it to ChatGPT. I said, "Now put a huge buck, like right in the yard of our cabin," and it did, and it looked absolutely real. And I sent it to all the guys. I'm like, "Can you believe this? Holy, look at this deer in the yard!"
And they all believed it.
For a second.
Wait a minute. If you didn't tell them, would they have continued to believe it?
They know because I've already sent them a bunch of fake AI photos.
But if you sent it to me, I would
have. You would have no
idea.
And that's all fun and games, and again, nobody's getting hurt there.
Except for the book.
Except for the what?
I mean, if you... Oh,
right, yeah. And again, I don't want to take away people's ability to do that, but yes, I do want to take away people's ability because
you do.
I have no ill intention with doing that other than making my friends laugh. Mm-hmm. But clearly people are going to have the opportunity and are doing it in nefarious ways. Most recently in New Jersey, where photos of monkeys on the loose prompted police to investigate, only to find out that these videos of monkeys invading trash were just AI-generated videos.
Mm-hmm.
So the cops show up. It's a big response. And ha, ha, ha.
It was on the news.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so the news broadcast it as if it were real?
I believe they did. Hold on. I have to double check. Yes.
We're in a situation now where we saw this coming, by the way, because what did we talk about like years ago? Boy, this artificial intelligence and these fake deep fake videos, it's going to cause some problems in politics and elections. And guess what? Everyday life, because there has to be stronger rules for creating content that results in harm, even as such as this, where you have a police response suddenly to something that is not happening. And that needs to be found out, rooted out, and punishable significantly. But the problem is, I don't know if anybody is being held to taken to task about this.
God, no. Of course not. Nobody is, because it's probably almost impossible to find out
that's
who
created it.
That's
what I'm saying. Here's another thing. I send you videos all the time. I sent you a video
crazy
last week
stuff.
Of like John F. Kennedy.
Yes.
It was a video. It looked like it would have been from 1961 or two, mm-hmm. where JFK is sitting down in an interview, and suddenly this little kid runs up to him and sneezes on him, mm-hmm. and JFK goes nuts. He says, "Bobby, get your weirdo kid out of here."
Yes.
So that's RFK Jr.
Yeah, obviously all fake.
Correct.
All made up.
And
I knew it was fake because it was so silly.
But those videos are everywhere of dead presidents saying things and Mr. Rogers and Tupac mm-hmm. Shakur. Mm-hmm. They're hilarious. Mm-hmm. My feed is flooded with that stuff. Mm-hmm. I laugh, and then at the same second, I'm terrified that sooner than later, we're going to have a video that is going to be showing something horrible mm-hmm. committed by somebody, mm-hmm. and that it's going to determine whether or not somebody's punished or arrested, and it's going to be completely fake.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but it's going to give cover for people who actually do horrible things that they can use an excuse now saying, oh, that's fake. Mm-hmm. We've already heard Donald Trump say it. Like, oh, that's fake. Like mm-hmm. the Ronald Reagan, the Toronto or the Ontario commercial that caused President Trump to say, oh, we're done talking to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, well, that was a fake video. No, it wasn't. That was from a real radio address that Ronald Reagan did.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in this area and we're now in it where reality, you know, before it was what is truth? Now it's what is reality?
Well, this has been very evident over the last 2 years with the war between Hamas and Israel. There were a lot of propaganda videos, a lot of fake photos that were seeping out that were being spread all over TikTok and all over social media, and it had a very detrimental effect
mm-hmm.
on
Absolutely.
How people perceived the IDF or Israel or Jews. Because of fake pictures and fake videos. They're so easy to make, and they are so hard to confirm whether they're real or not, because they spread like wildfire. If it is something that affirms what you already think, oh, see, look at this video. Look at this video of this atrocity. I'm going to share that. Look how bad the other side is that I don't believe, you know, and people share it. And these fake videos circulate the globe it's a snap of a finger when it's in the digital age.
Right.
And they've already done damage. The thing with the monkeys, that was silly and fun.
Silly, but until it's not silly and fun. And suddenly, instead of monkeys, it's a bunch of people killing each other.
That's right.
And we have cops showing up.
That's right. And by the way, the reports of wild monkeys were on PIX, which is Channel 11 in New York City, News 12 at New Jersey, and NewJersey.com. These are actual credible news organizations.
So they reported this as truth.
They reported that reports of wild monkeys were spotted this past week. That's what they said. There have been reports to animal control of spotted monkeys. So they were reporting to the public that there have been reports of this. Now, where is the truth? I guess if you look at those pictures as reports of them, somebody sent it to animal control and said, oh, look at this. That's true. But the fact that there were never actual monkeys is also true. There weren't any right. monkeys. So the report, again, is the news wrong when they say there are reports of this? They probably didn't follow up and say, we've never seen a spotted monkey because, you know, but the reports existed. So that really happened. Eventually, it all came out and thank goodness it all came out. Otherwise, people in New Jersey are still going to be going looking for the spotted monkeys.
Right.
They could have had the ruse on for a long time.
And that's on the newsroom, because that's like saying, that's like leading a newscast with people are saying that this happened.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. you still have to verify mm-hmm. that. And I don't, you know, it can become a news story that, hey, all these fake videos are, mm-hmm. that's a news story, but mm-hmm. you can't go on the air and say, well, there are reports of monkeys and here are some videos we found online of it.
Okay,
without verifying that it wasn't in fact happening.
Okay, so as a news person, I'm going to rely on you. You've been a news person more recently than I have. Officers with the Newark Police Department and animal control officers responded to reports of wild monkeys spotted this week, according to all of those news organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So the news organizations were reporting that the Newark Police Department animal control officers were responding to this. Is that still irresponsible of the news organization? Because the officers did respond knew it was fake.
You can report on that as long as you're reporting that these officers are responding to fake videos. You can't just go on
the... But they didn't know that yet. They didn't know they were fake yet. you know, the news organization. It's my understanding that, again, I'm all reading this in an article in People magazine. Mm-hmm. I haven't reached out to anybody at PIX.
No, yeah, you know, I get it.
In New Jersey.
And it's easy for me to sit here and criticize a newsroom, but
It's interesting in as we think about our coverage of things in the future. Okay, if the Newark Police Department, you're hearing on the scanner that animal control, like you're sitting in the newsroom,
yep,
and the scanner is saying animal control in Newark is reporting mm-hmm. to reports of wild monkeys. If you're in the newsroom, you're going, guys, right. Animal Control's is reporting this. What do you want to do with it?
Right.
I mean, I guess you obviously you'd call.
Then you'd call the police and say,
"Are you?" And
they
would say, "Yes, we're responding to that." So, I guess that was still actually truthful.
Yeah. I mean, if the police are responding, you can report. The police are responding to reports of monkeys based on internet videos.
Mm-hmm. Based on internet video. Yeah, or internet pictures. That's right. And then the public safety director in Newark told them, officers have not located any monkeys. And the statement went on to say, any photos or videos posted on social media regarding this incident are likely AI generated. Yeah. So the police, I guess, got hip to this, and or somebody maybe analyzed the photo. See, that's it. Is there a way to analyze a photo to make sure?
Well, there better be. I mean, we need that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with the debate we've had over whether or not AI can help a student write a term paper, now that they've built the software, I've heard, to
test for that.
Test that and saying, okay, this isn't in fact,
there's like
you
a watermark.
Did not write this.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's like a watermark under it so you can see how much AI generation
we absolutely
the
need
papers
that.
Are have.
Absolutely need that.
Yeah. By the way, let me just continue with this crazy monkey story. This happened last Thursday, and the news outlet said it's still under investigation, but authorities preliminarily determined it was likely a hoax. And look, that happens. I mean, since there's been news, people have been trying to scam or
sure.
make a hoax. And sometimes news organizations go on and it's a hoax, and hopefully they correct it when they realize that they've been duped. But this is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
And to your original statement, Adam Carter should not have this much power
right.
to create fake bucks and, God forbid, monkeys that are, you know, crawling all over the garbage in Newark.
Or if I do that, it should say my name on it so they know exactly who created that.
Yes.
And maybe they have that power. But, boy, I find it hard to believe that we have the ability to determine who exactly is making these videos. Mm-hmm. Because it's funny when it's a fake deer or a fake monkeys, but you don't have to strain your brain too long to figure out how horribly this could go.
There's going to be an AI conference at St. Thomas that I was reading about with our professor Manjeet Rege. I'm going to reach out to him and get him on the show to answer these
questions.
How
do we determine fake videos?
Yeah.
Other than, okay, that's obviously fake, but I had a lot more faith in our citizens that they would be able to determine those fake videos than they do, because I see it all the time on Facebook, people sharing things that are just blatantly false and obviously didn't happen. And these people think that actually happened.
Well, but you can't, hold on. You can't blame the people.
True.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
I
want to blame the people.
It is,
No,
I'm saying the viewers
no,
of this information.
No, I know, because I'm going to get duped too.
We are going to get duped. You can't blame. Let's take a break. We'll continue this conversation in just a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Think about War of the Worlds.
Right.
And how Orson Welles tricked, duped so many people into thinking
just a radio show.
That was a terrestrial radio show. Mm-hmm. And people fell for it. And why wouldn't they? Because they were used to believing what they were hearing.
Right.
So I certainly don't blame them. But the technology now, you know, don't believe it unless you see it. You can't even believe what you see.
Can't believe
now
what you see anymore. That's what my point is like we've entered the area where we really have no determination of truth.
So then the question becomes, who is responsible for determining the truth? If we as citizens see a picture and we think it's real. For example, this texter just sent in, I just saw a platoon of zombies attacking the Walgreens down the street.
Yeah.
You know, you can make a picture of a platoon of zombies attacking a Walgreens in downtown Minneapolis.
Right.
You absolutely could do that. So is the regular average person supposed to determine? I mean, that would be crazy. But the monkeys, wild monkeys, that's not that crazy.
Or Antifa attacking a Walgreens.
There you go. So how then? And the rules of journalism, at least when I was in J school, which was a long time ago, was you needed three sources. Younger journalists have told me they learn two sources to back up. Am I wrong? Is it two sources?
It was two when I was kind of still doing that.
Okay. So like we had to find, three other sources that were either willing to go with the story or that would have confirmed, mm-hmm. you know, whether your sources, the police department or whomever. You had to find three sources to back up something if you were going to go with it. Do you think this will change the rules of journalism? Because WPIX and Channel 12 New Jersey and NewJersey.com didn't independently. And I'm not, this isn't even, I'm not even blaming them. But they didn't independently say these pictures are real. Like, what was their responsibility here, and how will journalism change once these pictures and videos become so rampant?
The problem is, like, we don't need the middleman anymore, though. We don't need the TV station to tell us those videos are already out there.
Ah, I see.
Because most people, if they're under the age of, 45...
They're not watching TV.
They're getting the news anyway. They don't care that the TV station's reporting it.
That's right.
Because they're seeing those videos already. And that's direct-to-person news coverage, even though it's coming from, in this case, fraudulent sources. And if we're policing ourselves on that, we're not going to do the job.
No.
I mean, you and I think, okay, well, we're in this business, so we can determine what truth is from
that's
not.
Hard.
Let me tell you something. Every day it gets better. I mean,
those monkeys look real.
Every day it gets, and again, it's the obvious one. Well, I know Ronald Reagan is dead, so I know that Ronald Reagan wasn't walking through a Popeye's sandwich place. But what if it isn't somebody? Now it's going to be people who are still living doing things that they really didn't do.
It already is, and it's been weaponized, certainly as psychological warfare.
Yeah.
It has, and propaganda.
Right.
It's definitely been weaponized.
By foreign governments, too, to influence us.
But this is, I feel like we're on the precipice, though, Adam, because I haven't seen a rash of news organizations picking up on necessarily like a fake picture like this one. I haven't seen that yet. Have you? Have we done like any major faux pas? Where
I don't think so.
We
I mean, I'm
totally
sure it's
duped?
Happened with smaller organizations, but no, I mean, I still have... Whether it's Fox or CNN or MSNBC or CBS, ABC, I still trust those news organizations that they're large enough that they can determine whether something or not is fake and that have the ability to check on it in a timely manner to determine, yeah, that's not even worth our time even considering that.
Yeah, I guess this is sort of a wake-up call for me as someone who deals in news. I'm not a news person anymore. I'm just a talk show host. But, like, it really is, even if I was reading PIX or if I was reading NewJersey.com, like, I would think that's a credible source. And maybe go, hey, Adam, did you hear this crazy story out of New Jersey? And we'd talk about it on our show, but it would all be fake. And I would not only be embarrassed, that would be irresponsible of me. So I guess it's just a gut check for me and you. That's why this story kind of hit me a little hard. Like, we really need to be so diligent and so careful. And if it's crazier than, I mean, the news is crazy now, but you and I need to really be on alert. And
we have to do it ourselves, too, because there's so many people that want things like this to be true, and then they share it thinking, aha, this proves what I believe.
Yes.
And it doesn't. And then there's really no punishment for doing that.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Other for than, sharing. Hey, that's a fake. Oh, mm-hmm. Sorry. And I'm not saying, no, if you share something that's fake, you should automatically be thrown in jail. I'm not saying that, but we've got to figure out a way to dissuade people from either creating things that are fake, and then we as consumers from sharing that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.